many of us who celebrate Christmas are, you know, we're not too familiar of another holiday that's going on at the same time, which is Hanukkah. But this religious holiday lasts for days. So let's start with some Judaism 101 on Hanukkah. What does the holiday of Hanukkah celebrate?
If you were to talk to most people out in the community and do you know any Jewish holidays, the majority would either say no, or they'd say, oh, yeah, actually, I know that real big one that they have right around Christmas time. It's called Hanukkah, right? So it's probably the best-known Jewish holiday, not because of its importance necessarily on the Jewish religious calendar, but because of its placement on the civil calendar. Namely, it falls at what we now refer to as the holiday season. And so since, so many people are celebrating Christmas, and we know that our Jewish friends are celebrating something around this time, it's gotten prominence. In a technical sense, on the Jewish religious calendar, Hanukkah is actually a minor festival. Now, the way we distinguish a minor from a major is this commanded in the Torah? In this instance, the Torah I'm referring to in a narrow sense, being the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And in fact, Hanukkah doesn't appear there. It may surprise many people, Hanukkah doesn't appear in the Bible at all. It's actually, if you will, a post-biblical holiday. And do find references to this in the books of Maccabees, but these were books that, if you read them, they seem Bible-like, but in fact they were determined by the ancient rabbis to be not quite on the same level as the biblical books, and so they were kind of hidden away in a collection that's now known as the Apocrypha. And there are references to this holiday of Hanukkah in later post-biblical writings, our rabbinic writings, such as the Talmud. Now, Hanukkah itself, what does it celebrate? A little bit of history. Hanukkah actually comes from the period a couple of hundred years before the time of Jesus. During that period, the area that was known then as Judea, today known as Israel, was part of the Syrian Empire. And king of Syria, by the name of Antiochus IV, thought he would be able to unify his entire empire by insisting that everybody follow the same religion, namely his. Now, that worked in certain parts of the empire because style of religious belief and observance was similar. People in that part of the world believed in numerous gods. They made offerings to these various gods. They made idols to represent the gods and so on. This did not go over well, though, in Judea, certainly amongst the more traditional elements in Judea, because, as we know, the teachings of the Hebrew Scriptures are there's only one God, and God is not to be represented in any physical form, such as the making of an idol, specifically says in that well-known section called the Ten Commandments, that we're not to make idols, not to bow down to them, worship them, and so on. So this created a problem. In fact, therefore, I would say, to my knowledge, Hanukkah celebrates the first known fight for religious freedom in human history.
How does the Jewish community celebrate then?
Well, it is very interesting. If an anthropologist or a folklorist were to look at the various holidays being celebrated at the season, you would notice certain similarities. This is a dark time. The days are getting shorter. The weather is getting colder. We may not feel this so strongly, let's say, in Yuma. Not expecting, a lot of snow this season. Of course, only snowbirds. But certainly people who live in more northern climes, they do get a lot of snow, and it is a very dark time. And so, human beings, if we go way, way back at this season, created ways of trying to beckon the sun back. And so they lit bonfires, they lit things up. And so we have festivals of light at this season of the year. Now, as time went on, each group took that and gave it its own interpretation. We see, of course, Christmas lights on the homes and, you know, on the Christmas trees and so on, if people were celebrating that holiday. And we see the lighting of an eight-branched candelabra known as a Chanukiah or Chanukah menorah, which is a Chanukah lamp or Chanukah candelabra. And we light candles each night during the this holiday, which is an eight-day festival. So it's very similar. Today, nobody puts on lights on their house or candles and a menorah to beckon back the sun. But that, I think, is the earliest origin. The other very interesting thing in this regard is both of these holidays fall on the 25th. Now, of course, Hanukkah, it is the 25th of December. Christmas is the 25th of December. Hanukkah is the 25th of the Hebrew month of Kislev. And these holidays are, they're not identical, the months on the calendar, they're approximately the same time. They're the dark winter month. In other words, these holidays fall right near the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, the cold, dark time. And so we try and brighten things up. And so we have an eight-day celebration of lights.
Before we wrap up, anything else that you would like to add really quick?
It's a fun holiday. I think that if you were to ask Jewish children throughout the United States, what's your favorite Jewish holiday? They don't care that it isn't officially considered a major festival on the religious calendar. They like this holiday because it's fun. They play games. We have little children play the, and adults if they want, a kind of a gambling game called the dreidel game, and so they can win either coins or candy or something like that. It has become a time for gift giving. In some families, the children get a gift on each of the eight nights of Hanukkah. And it is just a very warm holiday as we start with the first night of Hanukkah lighting one candle, and then the second night two, and the third night three, until the fourth night all the candles are ablaze. There is a sense at this dark time of year that while things may sometimes seem dark, and certainly our country is going through some difficult times now, as is in fact our whole world, we ought not give up hope that there is light, and that we ought to seek that light.